ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदाशिवसमारंभाम् व्यासशंकरमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरुपरंपराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. So to go to this 43rd verse, we have to remember in the very beginning, the very very beginning, I think in the fourth month, second mantra, the teacher was saying Tattva Viveka Prakaranam Vakshyamaha. I hope you remember the second verse. Actually, we are coming, the same lesson we are doing in there and also here. Tattvasya Vivekaha Ayam Vidhiyate. Tattvasya Vivekaha Ayam Vidhiyate. We saw in the second verse. So, this it is presented here, the analysis of the truth is presented here, the method of arriving at the truth, the analysis of the truth, the discriminative knowledge of the truth is here presented, you know, for the easy understanding, it is presented here. And thereby, and first we saw, the author used also Panchakosha Viveka. And the Panchakosha Viveka he used, and thereby we saw first how the truth of the individual is arrived at. The truth of the individual being distinct from, being the pure consciousness, distinct from threefold bodies, that is, five layers of personality is arrived at through Panchakosha Vivekaha. And now, thereafter we saw, actually the Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam has been taken up now, and how it is arrived at, how Jivatma Swarupam is arrived at, in the same way, Paramatma Swarupam also has to be arrived at. That's what we are doing now. So, we saw, last class we read this verse, 43rd verse we read, we had to go to the 44th verse I think today. Let us read from the 43rd verse.
Paraparatmanorevam.
Paraparatmanorevam. Yuktya sambhavitaikata. Tattvamasyadivakyaihi. Sābhāgatyāgena lakṣyate. So this verse we saw last class, I'll quickly repeat it. So parāparātmanoho ekata yuktya sambhavita. Through reasoning or logically, oneness of the Paratma and Aparatma has been arrived at. how the oneness of the Paratma and Aparatma, Arjivatma or Paramatma, is arrived at reached through reasoning or logically, through the with the help of the Mahavakyams. And Mahavakyam such as Tattvamasi. So Tattvamasyadi Vakyehi Lakshyate. But Tattvamasyadi Vakyehi Katham Lakshyate. How is the oneness of the Paratma and Aparatma, or Jivatma or Paramatma, is arrived at through Mahavakyas, Tattvamasyadi Mahavakyas. He says, Bhagatyagena. It's called Bhagatyaga Lakshanaya. It is arrived at. Bhagatyaga Lakshana means, we can say, Bhagavrittihi Mukhya Vrittihi. Means, see, Lakshana here, we should take it as a meaning. So, Mukhyarthaha Vachyarthaha. So, Mukhyarthaha or Vachyarthaha means what now? We say Mukhyarthaha means Mukhya Lakshana. Bhaga Lakshana or Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana means the same. In fact, complete meaning, if you take the complete meaning of the word wave, it means water plus nama rupa. It's a total meaning. That is the mukhyarthaha. The meaning of the word wave is what mukhyarthaha is water plus wave. It's a complete meaning. It is the mukhyartha or vachyarthaha. Suppose the same way ocean, if we take, mukhyartha means water plus the name and the form ocean is the mukhyartha. And here we say lakshyartha, or we should take only bhagaha. Bhaga lakshana, bhaga the meaning, partial meaning of the word wave. No, means you have to take only as the water. Only half. You leave something, so bhaga is given up, bhaga is retained. One aspect is retained, one aspect is given up there. So of the two, water plus name and form, you retain the water aspect, then drop the name and form aspect. Similarly, here also, one part is retained, one part is given up. Similarly, here you take that is called lakshyartha or bhagavrittihi. You can say bhaga is retained. Therefore, bhagatyagaha means one part is retained, one part is given up. So, through that bhagatyaga lakshana, in bhagaha, you leave the namarupa part of the name and form, the name ocean. Namarupa part of the wave, then you can say what? Wave is water. In that equation, wave is equated to ocean from the standpoint of the water, the truth, and which is one and the same, which is free from differences. Similarly, this is called Bhagatyaga Lakshana. So, that is, in fact, we are not taking the Purna Arthaha, but it's Bhaga Arthaha. So, you can say Bhaga Lakshana or Bhagatyaga Lakshana. So, it's also called Jahal Lakshana. I want to know all the names. Jahal Lakshana, Ajahal Lakshana, Jaha Jahal Lakshana. We have three Lakshanas. Jahal Lakshana, Ajahal Lakshana, Jaha Jahal Lakshana. When you say Jahal Lakshana, it sounds all jil-jil. Actually, Jahat Lakshana becomes Jahal Lakshana. Ajahat Lakshana becomes Ajahal Lakshana. Then Jaha Jahat Lakshana becomes Jaha Jahat Lakshana. This Lakshana, so you can say Jahal Lakshana, Ajahal Lakshana, Jaha Jahat Lakshana. Which means one part is retained, one part is dropped. Jaha Jahal Lakshana. विच पार्टीज रिटेन और कैसे भाग त्याग लक्षण मीन द सेम विच पार्टीज रिटेन विच पार्टीज ड्रॉप्ड सो इन द वे द वाटर पार्ट इज रिटेन नामरूपा पार्ट इज ड्रॉप्ड देन ओशन ऑल्सो वाटर पार्ट इज रिटेन नामरूपा पार्ट इज ड्रॉप्ड देन इफ यू ड्रॉप दैट देन वॉट इज देर इज वॉट जस्ट फ्रॉम द स्टैंड पॉइंट वाटर पार्ट wave and the ocean are one and the same there is no wave ocean difference resolves is not there in the water the part of the water similarly here also bhaga tyaga lakshanaya jivaatma paramaatmanoho aikyam the oneness of the truth of jivaatma and paramaatma has to be arrived at so for which this panchakosha viveka helped us to distinguish the jivatma swarupam being consciousness we saw in the previous verses hope you remember the previous verses now when you resort when you do the panchakosha prakriya or the avasthatriya prakriya or even the drik drishya viveka prakriya through all those prakriyas when you use those prakriyas you distinguish the chaitanyam the consciousness being the atma and which is completely distinct from the three fold bodies which are also said to be five layers of personality is annamaya kosha pranamaya kosha manomaya kosha vigyanamaya kosha all these five koshas five layers of personality which form the three bodies that is so what is an individual individual when you say the vachyarthaha or mukhyarthaha or the primary meaning of the individual is what atma the consciousness plus three bodies is equal to individual or you can say atma the consciousness plus five layers of personality is equal to individual similarly and there which part of the now individual which part of the individual is dropped which part of the individual is retained so consciousness part alone is the atma is retained the anatma part of the individual that is three bodies or panchakoshas are dropped then you retain that similarly now you have to see the truth of the paramatma also because we have yet to do the how to arrive at the oneness of the truth of jivatma paramatma by dropping certain aspect of paramatma or by dropping the aspect of jivatma by retaining a given aspect of jivatma and paramatma we have to arrive at the oneness of the reality therefore now he is going to talk about from the 44th verse onwards now how to distinguish the paramatma from the now what is paramatma now so in the same way paramatma also we already seen the shuddha chaitanyam the consciousness plus what now other prakritis so we are going to see that we have to remember one thing the very beginning yesterday also said in the class the original prakriti is what now is Now, in keeping with the subtleness, the original prakriti itself is divided into three types. As what now? Suddha sattva pradhana, then malina sattva pradhana, artama pradhana. Or you can say maya avidya prakriti. We use three words. Suddha sattva pradhana prakriti maya. Then malina sattva pradhana prakriti avidya then malina tama pradhana prakriti we use these three words so shuddha sattva pradhana prakriti the maya is the upadhi for ishvara and because of its this relatively because of its the maya There is a manifestation of Chaitanyam is total. Whereas Rajapradana Prakriti manifestation of Chaitanyam is only partial. which is otherwise called Rajapradana Prakritihi. And then in Tamapradana Prakritihi, there is Chaitanyam is but is not manifest. So where there is total manifestation, there is total manifestation of knowledge. Where there is half manifestation, there is a half knowledge. And where there is no manifestation at all, consciousness is but not manifest at all, there is total ignorance. So in Vedanta Sara, we use different terms here. I want to understand all these words here because you're all listening. You can say, Shuddha Sattva Pradana Prakritihi or Sattva Pradana Prakritihi or Malina Sattva Pradana Prakritihi or Raja Pradana Prakritihi. And then we have Tamav Pradana Prakritihi, which is, so we use three words, Maya Avidya Prakritihi. Use three words, easy words. Maya Avidya Prakritihi. What is Maya? Matter. What is Avidya? Matter. What is Prakritihi? Matter. Why three different names? What is the difference there? The difference is, you know, predominantly sattvic, predominantly rajasic, and predominantly tamasic. So, here what is Paramatma here? Paramatma also is a composition of these aspects here. Pure consciousness alone is not looked upon as Paramatma. Simple Atma, isn't it? Pure consciousness is Atma. But the title Parama, Paraman, Jeevan, the titles come when same consciousness gets the qualification title as Ishwaraha, Paramaha. The title comes only because of it associates with the Maya. So Chaitanyam with the Maya alone gets the title Paramatma. And here, not only Paramatma, Paramatma is not only the Shuddha Sattva Pradhanam, Prakriti is there. Here, you are going to understand very clearly. So, that is how the Paramatma gets the consciousness gets the Paramatma title because of the Maya, association with the Maya, plus Maya. We say, this because of the association with the Maya, also what? Omniscience, omnipotence. No, omniscience, sarvajnyatvam, omnipotence, sarva shaktimatvam. These two are possible. So because of the omniscience and omnipotence, Ishvara is blessed with the knowledge, the skill. Blessed with one what of the skill and knowledge is because of the association of Maya. Now, what about Jiva? Jiva is Chaitanyam with Avidya Rajapradana Prakritihi, which is inferior order of the matter. And therefore, the Jivatma is not adequately blessed with the knowledge and skill to create the world. Now, what is left behind is Tamav Pradana Prakritihi. So, Rajapradana Prakritihi with Chaitanyam becomes Jiva. Hatha Pradana Prakritihi with Chaitanyam is Ishvara, a Paramatma and Jivatma. Tamav Pradana Prakritihi alone is there, which is inert matter. So, Ishvara alone is blessed with omnipotence and, sorry, Ishvara has the omnipotence and omniscience to make use of the Tamapradana Prakritihi. Therefore, Tamapradana Prakritihi also is what now? This Ishvara manifest Hattapradana Prakritihi is what now? Capable of creating this universe with the, what now? Tamapradana Prakritihi. So now Tamapradana Prakritihi also goes to what now? Paramatma only. Who can enjoy? That is why the Lord, understand, Ishwarattam, overlordship comes. Therefore, what is Paramatma now? Now you can say Paramatma is சுத்த சைத்தன்யம் பிளஸ் சத்துவ பிரதானா பிரகிருதி பிளஸ் தமப்பிரதானா பிரகிருதி. வாட் இஸ் ஜீவா? சைத்தன்யம் பிளஸ் ரஜப்பிரதானா பிரகிருதி. That is what is said here in this 44th verse. Look at this. Jagato yadupadanam. Maya madaya tamasim. Nimittam shuddha sattvam tam. உச்சதே பிரம்ம தத்கிரா ஜகதோ யதுபாதானம் மாயா மாதாய தாமசீம் நிமித்தம் சுத்த சத்வாந்தம் உச்சதே பிரம்ம தத்கிரா. சி ஜகதா யது உபாதானம். உபாதானம் இஸ் உபாதானம் காரணம். த மெட்டீரியல் காஸ் ஆஃப் தி யூனிவர்ஸ். ஜகதா இஸ் வாட் பாசிட்டிவ் ஃபார்ம் ஹியர். ஜகதஹ உபாதானம் ஜகத். சோ பாசிட்டிவ் ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஜகத் இஸ் வாட் ஜகதஹ. ஜகதஹ யது உபாதானம் தட் மெட்டீரியல் காஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ். வாட் இஸ் தட்? மாயா மாயாம் ஆதாய தாமசீம் மாயாம் ஆதாய தாமசி மாயா மீன்ஸ் Please don't get confused. Tamasi Maya here means Tamaf Pradhana Prakritihi. Otherwise called Prakritihi. Predominantly Tamasic matter. We have to remember the one original subtlest matter is of three types. One is predominantly Sattvic, predominantly rajasic and predominantly tamasic. That is what we say, what? Maya avidya prakritihi. And here, tamasi maya is equal to prakritihi. So, predominantly tamasic matter is tamasi maya in this context. And which is the jagad upadanam, which is the material cause of the universe. Because the matter out of which Ishvara created this universe. Then, nimittam shuddha sattvam tam, then shuddha sattva prakritihi, which is maya. Shuddha sattva prakritihi, otherwise called maya. Because you, the word maya is used already, don't get confused. Second line, he talks shuddha sattva prakritihi, then Tamapradana prakriti, he uses both. These two prakritis are what now? Shuddha chaitanyam, the consciousness, plus these two prakritis. Sattvapradana prakriti, tamapradana prakriti. These two together, you can say maya plus prakriti is equal to paramatma. All the three together, Ishvara Paramatma is composition of these three. Therefore, and which, what is, with these two alone, Ishvara becomes what? Efficient cause of the universe and also material cause of the universe. It is because of the association of these two prakritis. Tamapradana prakritihi, sattapradana prakritihi, Ishvara becomes the material and the intelligent cause of this universe. And then, therefore, from there, what should you drop there? Now you have to, Paramatma, if Paramatma If Jivatma has to be equated to Paramatma, and which means you have to resolve the difference. To resolve the difference, what should be dropped from Paramatma, what should be taken away? So remove the two prakritis. Shuddha Sattva Prakritihi, then Tamasi, Maya, if those two are dropped, then what remains is what? The consciousness is what? Is Tad Gira Brahma Uchyate. Brahma Iti Gira Tad Uchyate. That pure consciousness, when you, how do you drop? Intellectually, you drop the Prakritihi plus Maya, then what remains is pure consciousness, which is implied by the term Brahma. Gitad Gira Gir Gihi means word in Sanskrit. That is why Sanskrit is called Girvani. Gihi means language. Gihi means speech. Gihi here means word. So tad Brahma iti gira uchyate. Tad Brahma iti gira uchyate. That consciousness alone is implied by the term Brahman. Is known by the term Brahma. The consciousness in terms of its swarupam is implied or known by the term Brahma. So now you have understood one more thing today. We never talked about tamah pradana prakriti, even though we discussed about it, we never mentioned it before. Now here you can understand, see, tamah pradana prakriti, everything here, the entire objective universe is product of tamah pradana prakritihi. You have to remember that. The entire objective universe is product of tamah pradana prakritihi. That is why in entire everything which forms part of the universe is pervaded by consciousness. But you are not able to understand consciousness being manifest in anything. Because consciousness pervades the entire material universe. In and through it pervades. But do you know consciousness is everywhere in everything? Do you know that? Because you cannot appreciate the all-pervasiveness of the inseparable all-pervasiveness of consciousness through your perception. Cognitively, you can appreciate later on. Is it clear? Why even though consciousness is very much there, it pervades everywhere, but why is it not accessible? Why it is not, no, why can't you appreciate it? Because of its subtleness, because it is not manifest. For consciousness to be accessible, for the consciousness, at least even for, it must be manifest. And for the consciousness to manifest, there must be sukshma shariram. If there is no sukshma shariram, there cannot be manifestation. If there is no manifestation, then it is not accessible. Even if it is present, it is not understandable, accessible. Then inaccessible consciousness is as good as non-existent. That is why when we say, in the chair where you sit, and now in every object you see in front of you, every gross matter, every inert thing, non-living thing is pervaded by consciousness, means it is impossible for you to understand, comprehend that fact. Why? Consciousness is very much there in everything. It pervades everything as the innermost essence, but still it is not manifest because of the absence of manifesting medium. Why there is no manifesting medium is not there? Because all tamah pradana prakritihi. For the consciousness to manifest, it must be sattva-pradana prakritihi or rajah-pradana prakritihi. Understand? And here we can, that is why even in the, wherever subtle bodies are there you can say rajah-pradana prakritihi. To some extent it is there. Suppose wherever a subtle body is there, that is why there alone you see life also. Where do you see life? You see the life only where there is sukshma shariram. Sukshma shariram again is what? No, sukshma shariram you see, which is capable of manifesting consciousness. Rajapradana or sattva-pradana. Otherwise, there's no manifestation, means there's no accessible. It's not accessible. At least, in the living things, even in all the living beings, the difference between, you see that now, in non-living things and living things, you can take chetana, achetana, take only those two. Chetana vastuni, achetana vastuni. In achetanam is a jada. We call it completely jadam. In fact, everything is jadam only. But still we differentiate the living inert, inanimate from the animate. So when you say jada or inert, the non-living things, inanimate beings, their consciousness is in inanimate things also. Consciousness very much is there, pervading everything in and through. But it is not accessible. You can't understand. Because consciousness is not manifest. Whereas in animate beings, in living things, consciousness is, it is manifest. You do not see consciousness as pure consciousness. But you can understand the presence of consciousness by seeing its manifestation as knowledge. You can appreciate the presence of consciousness through its, by understanding its manifestation. And how is it manifest there? In living beings, consciousness, we can call consciousness as pure knowledge also. The pure knowledge is available as what? Manifest knowledge. And this I told you many times earlier also. This is how Ishvara is manifest. Now, we see all the living beings imply what? They imply the functions happening, life being there. The life implies functions happening. Functions imply the order being present. In the functions, every function is governed by a given order, within the realm of a given order. And wherever there is an order, there must be knowledge backing the order. And that knowledge backing the order involved in all the functions is nothing but manifestation of consciousness. That is what we understand. So in living beings, you can appreciate the consciousness being manifest. Now, the presence of the consciousness through its manifestation. Whereas in non-living things, you cannot appreciate the presence of consciousness because it is not manifest. Therefore, you think what? Being unmanifest, because it is not manifest, it is mistaken for what? Non-existent. Non-existent. But mind is the much subtler, sattvic product that where there is half manifestation, aham. There again you can also discover what? What I am also you can understand later on. That is the difference in the matter. So here, we are doing what now? Para postmortem of the Paramatma. Don't think postmortem physical. It's not a physical postmortem. You have to understand. Paramatma is a composite of Chaitanyam plus Shuddha Satta Pradana Prakritihi Maya plus manas, plus here we say samtava pradana prakriti. Therefore, there you drop what? Kim adaya, leaving behind that upadanam, that the material cause of the universe, drop the tamasic aspect of the tamapradana prakritihi, hattapradana prakritihi, because of the association of which Ishvara becomes both material cause and the efficient cause of the universe, leave it, then what remains is the pure consciousness implied by the term Brahma, which is Atma. Now, drop the prakritis, both prakritis, then you get the name what now? Not Parama Atma, pure Atma. That is, tad Brahma iti gira uchyate. Brahman endra sollal kurikkapadugirathu. Okay, now we'll go to the next verse. I think you got the meaning of all the words in the verse 44. Have you? Okay. Jagato yadupadanam. Yeah, we'll read that once again. Jagato yadupadanam maya madaya tamasim. Madaya tamasim nimittam shuddha sattvam tam. Uchyate brahma tad gira. Okay. So now here we are going to next one. Yada malina. Now what is a jiva? Now you understood. Ishvara is equal to Brahman, the pure consciousness, plus Hatha Pradana Prakritihi, plus Tamav Pradana Prakritihi. Then drop the prakritis, twofold prakritis, then pure consciousness is known by the term Brahma. That is Ishvara. From Ishvara, you extracted the truth of Ishvara being consciousness implied by the term Brahma. Now, it comes to the next word. Yada malina sattvam tam. Kama karmadi dushitam. Adatte tatparam brahma. Tvampadena tadochyate. Yada malina sattvam tam. Kama karmadi dushitam. Adatte tatparam brahma. Tvampadena tadochyate. Look at this now. Yada. Now we are going to the jiva. What is jiva? Jivaha Ishwaraha. Jivatma, Paramatma. Both are compositions. The Chaitanyam with Prakriti alone is what? Ishwaraha and also Jivaha. But which Prakriti? Suddha Sattva Pradana Prakritihi. Then Tamah Pradana Prakritihi is Ishvara, and here Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi, otherwise called Avidya, here known by the term Malina Sattva Prakritihi. So many Sanskrit words. No? It's good to know all these terms. You have to remember all the words. Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi, Avidya, Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi. All these three words mean the same. Now, because once you learn it, whichever text you read, you won't get confused. Avidya or Rajapradana Prakritihi or Malinasattva Pradana Prakritihi or Malinasattva Prakritihi. What we call what now? Saul? That is the Therefore, that is so the consciousness with this manasattva pradana prakriti is jivaha. And this manasattva pradana prakriti is always said to be what now? Cause. This is the cause for what now? Kama, karma, adi, dushita. Which knows in the form of what now? Kama, desire, karma, the action, which is the samsara. So, kama, karma, adi, dushita. Because of which alone samsara, the jiva becomes the creator of samsara. See, there, Ishvara becomes the creator of the jagat, as all-knowing, omniscient, omnipotent, but here jiva, as a limited individual, becomes the creator of samsara, because of this, what association with this malina sattva pradana prakritihi. Therefore, here kama is a desire, karma, and the adipada stands for what? All those which constitute samsara. Now, dushita means what now? Criticized. Therefore, and malina sattvam tam adatte. Now, you remove that if you from the jiva, the jivatma or aparatma, which is consciousness plus this prakriti, malina sattva pradana prakriti called avidya. If you drop that avidya, this avidya is the cause of samsara. Cause of samsara means what now? Avidya makes the jiva also creator. Not only Ishvara is the creator, jiva is also creator. Ishvara is jagat karta. Ishvara is jagat karta, but jiva is samsara karta. Isn't it? Samsara srishti karta. Which means what? Samsara. He also creates samsara. And for creating samsara, what is available here? What is that here? Avidya. Therefore, avidya being the cause of samsara, and here he says what? Kama karmadi dushita. And which is manasattva. And if you drop adatte, if you take away that, not physically, intellectually, cognitively, if you drop that, if you take away, remove that, rajapradana prakriti called avidya, then what remains is what? Tat param brahma. What remains is what now? Pure consciousness implied by the term Brahman, which is the tvampadena tada uchyate. The consciousness is what now? The implied meaning of the tvampada. See, already you know what it is, but how he presents it, that is what you have to understand. The compositions, jiva is also a composite of consciousness plus matter. Ishvara is also composite of consciousness plus matter. And which matter? That you know now. Our three types of matter, two go with Ishvara, one goes with the jiva. You drop all the matter and retain only bhaga tyaga. Drop the matter parts of Ishvara and jiva, then retain the consciousness part of jiva and Ishvara, and we understand what? That consciousness being one indivisible partless whole, where there is neither jiva nor Ishvara. Then you can say what now? O Lord, I am the worshipper and you are worshipped. I pray to you, I worship you. This division is not possible. Why? Because there is no I. Where am I? When you see the standpoint of consciousness, where is I? There is no I. Aham jivaha, where is I? There is no I on the part of consciousness. There is no you. You are also not, you are not Ishvara. I can tell Ishvara very clearly. You are not Ishvara. if you drop, the Maya is dropped, taken away. I am not Jiva, is Maya is dropped. Why? There is no difference between both of us. I am you, you are me. That is what is soham. Saha aham. Saha aham is a mahavakyam to be understood, not to breathe in and breathe out. Okay? Soham. It's not for breathing in and breathing out. It is for understanding. Saha aham. Aham saha. I am that Lord. See, breathing exercise is very, very good for health. All of you can breathe. Definitely do that exercise. It's very, very good for physical health. And also it cleanses the system. But soham is for understanding, not for singing through during breathing. Okay? So, saha aham. When do you say saha aham? Where are you, Ishra? You are not there. I am not here. Okay? Well, there is only Brahma Chaitanyam. There is no difference between Jivaha and Ishwaraha. You have to drop what? Cognitively drop. The cognitive dropping of prakriti, rajapradana prakriti, he called avidya, no, which gives consciousness the jiva status, and dropping of sattapradana prakriti, he called maya, and tamapradana prakriti, he called prakriti, no, with the consciousness, thereby retaining only the consciousness part of Jiva and Ishvara. You see, consciousness being one indivisible, partless whole, where, you know, which is Brahman, is what now? It is free from the differences. Adate tat param brahma tvampadena tada uchyate. Now we'll go to the next one. It's clear, isn't it? Tritai mapita muktva. Parasparavirodhinim. Akhandam. Sachidanandam. Mahavakyena lakshyate. Tritai mapita muktva. Parasparavirodhinim. Akhandam sachidanandam. Mahavakyena lakshyate. Now, tritayim api tam muktva. Tritayi means what here? Tritayi maya. Tri prakara maya. Threefold, the three types of only matter obtaining in, obtaining as threefold, is called what now? Tritayi maya. Tamav pradhana, vishuddha sattva pradhana, malina sattva pradhanatva, bedena ukta. The maya is what now? The original matter, prakritihi, is said to be what now? Sattva pradhana, as known as sattva pradhana prakritihi, rajav pradhana prakritihi, then tamapradana prakritihi. Known as maya, avidya, prakriti. All the three are one. Only one matter. Therefore, if you remove this one matter, because which gives consciousness two different statuses. As what now? Ishra and maya. Ishra and jiva. So if you remove tritayim api tam muktva. Muktva means what now? Giving up. Parityajya. Muktva is equal to parityajya. So cognitively, intellectually dropping or giving up, this giving up means what? Dropping these threefold prakriti as maya, avidya and prakriti, then what now? Paraspara virodhini. Paraspara virodhini means what now? Absolutely diagonally opposite, which is of the nature of inertness, diagonally opposite to the pure consciousness implied by the terms Atma and Brahma. What happens? Then what remains is Akhandam Satchidanandam. So, Satta Chitta Anandam Akhandam Mahavakyena Lakshyate. So, what is implied by the Mahavakyam, through the Mahavakyam, Mahavakyena, by Mahavakyam, what is implied, what is actually pointed out is this pure consciousness, which is the existence, which is the meaning of the word existence also. There is no meaning of the word existence other than consciousness. If you take the term of existence, Sat, what is Sat? What is existence? Existence, there is no object for the word existence. Know that? There is no object. The word existence does not mean any, does not really, does, if it's a most abstract word, existence. Cup. You have everything. Cup, table, chair. You can find a object indicated by the word. Existence. You can say existence of the book, existence of the word, existence of the house. You can always say existence of something you can talk about. But existence by itself, if you search for the meaning of the word existence, there is no object available. Why? Because existence is nothing but consciousness. Therefore, that the consciousness which is in the form of the existence of the universe is of the nature of fullness. Therefore, why? It is the reality. That's why Satchidanandam, and this consciousness which is the existence, which is the, no, which is fullness, in fact, is what of Akhandam, one indivisible, partless whole, Akhandam, Khanda Rahitam. Therefore, Akhandam, Khandam na parted, isn't it? Akhandam is one indivisible or partless, divisionless, Beda Rahitam, differenceless, no, free from difference. Consciousness alone is implied by, revealed, arrived at through this analysis of the Mahavakyam. So, Mahavakyam helps you drop the Tritayi Mai, Tritayi Prakriti. Tritayi Prakriti is what? All these Prakritis. Three types of Prakriti. Then you retain only consciousness, which is Akhandam Satchidanandam. That is what is revealed by the Mahavakyam. Thereby what happens now? Thereby that all the differences are resolved in that vision. Not only Jiva Ishvara Bedaha, not only Jivatma Paramatma difference is resolved, Jiva Jiva Bedaha is also resolved. Jiva Jagat Bedaha is also resolved. Jagat Ishvara Bedaha is also resolved. All the differences are resolved. Jagat Ishvara Bedaha is resolved. Jiva Jiva Bedaha is resolved. Jiva Ishvara Bedaha is resolved. And Jeeva Jagat Bheda has also resolved. Why? All the differences are resolved. And because there is everything is nothing but appearance of only consciousness. And there again, consciousness alone is satyam. Everything else is mithya. And anything mithya is an appearance which is as good as non-existent. They're non-countable. What is there is only satyam brahma. Advaitam advitiyam brahmaiva. Or you can say atmaiva. Now see the next verse now. Soyamityadi vakyeshu. Virodhat. Tadidantayoh tyagena bhagayorekah ashrayo lakshate yatha soyamityadi vakyeshu Virodhat tad idantayoh tyagena bhagayorekah ashrayo lakshyate yatha. See, soyam, there are some, now we say, vakyartha bodhanam. He now explains, he's going to elaborately explain the mahavakya vichara. For which he starts now, slowly he starts, don't worry, be with Panchadashi Vidyaranya Swami, even if you sleep in the class, somehow, no, Brahma Jnanam will happen. It has to happen. Sometimes because he slowly will make us. Yes, saha ayam ityadi vakyeshu. Saha means what? That. Saha ayam. Ayam means this. Saha means that. Suppose there is a sentence. Soyam devadattaha. Soyam devadattaha is a sentence. It is. If this person is that Devadattaha. Saha, I am Devadattaha. That person whom I saw that day in that function is this person Devadattaha. Saha, I am. We use two different pronouns. Saha means that. I am means this. And what is his name? So, Devadattaha. And that day, in that place, that occasion, no, I saw one person, and the same person is that what now? Is the one now whom I see here, now, this person. So, you used to pronounce this. The difference is only in pronouns you use, isn't it? That and this. When do you use that pronoun that? No? When you, it is that, the pronoun that associated with the time, the place, the different time and different place. Similarly, when you say this also is associated with what? The time and place. Desha. Kala Sambandhi is a pronoun. Saha and Eshaha are I am. So this pronoun that associated with that the time and the place, and this also is what now? A pronoun associated with the present time and the place. If you drop these two pronouns, associated with the previous time and the present time, the other place and this place, then what you get about the person is one and the same person. Similarly here also, how it is possible? Tyagena, here also there's a difference is there. Virodaha is there. What is that? Because that is different from this and this is different from that. That time is different from this time. That place is different from this place. Therefore, opposed to each other. That and this are opposed to each other. And the places are opposed to, different from each other. Time is different from each other. But what is not different, what is free from this difference, the time, place differences, is the person. Similarly here, we say, Tyagena bhagayoho ekaha ashrayaha lakshyate. Bhagayoho tyagena. Similarly, when you drop the all, when you drop bhagayoho tyagena, when you drop the parts, the prakriti part of the Ishwaran jiva, bhagayoho tyagena, when you, by dropping the part of the compositions, the aspects, composite aspects, ashrayaha ekaha lakshyate, then you see what is there is only one thing. Ekaha ashrayaha lakshyate, one only is indicated finally. And not only that, like this similar, when you even after dropping the prakriti also, you can say what now? When what is that? The Brahman is one secondless reality. When you say, my lamp, then the whole prakriti now, all the differences now, the prakriti with the differences also has to be dropped as what? Mithya. There is no tavapradana prakriti, ajapradana prakriti, hattapradana prakriti, which are opposed to each other, and they're all dropped here. Why? They're all mithya. Because this prakriti, we talk about so much about this prakriti, and this prakriti, we just say it is as good as non-existent, it is mithya, because it has no independent existence. It is non-countable. You have to finally say, there is no prakriti. There is no prakriti, there is no matter. There is only Chaitanyam Brahma. That is the most difficult thing to say. Isn't it? What about the status now? When the prakriti itself is mithya, what about the status got because of the mithya? The status, Ishvara status, Jiva status, where is the Jiva? Where is Ishvara? These two statuses are dependent on what? Dependent on the association of the consciousness with the matter. So when you say the entire matter, all threefold you talk about, when you differentiate Hattapradana, Rajapradana, Tamapradana, Prakriti, now finally you say, having arrived at the truth as Brahman, thereafter, the Brahma Chaitanyam alone is Satyam. Chaitanyam is Satyam. Consciousness alone is Satyam. Why? Because consciousness is not dependent on Prakriti for its existence. Whereas Prakriti being the inertness, it is very much dependent on consciousness for its existence. Your prakriti is non-countable, mithya, which is as good as non-existent. Therefore, there is no prakriti at all. There is only Chaitanyam Brahma. There is no jiva, there is no Ishvara, there are no differences, there is no prakriti at all, there is only Brahma. This is the most difficult thing. We are not interested in arriving at the truth, isn't it? We are simply interested in arriving at the truth by understanding Jiva, Ishvara, Jiveshwara, Beda. You're not simply, that is alone, not even for you to know that you, how you are equivalent to Bhagavan. You finally have to say you are not there. Okay? Here I am, there is no, I am not here. There is only Chaitanyam. There is no Ishvara. There is no I. There is no Ish. There is no Prakriti. There is no Jagat. There is no Jagat. There is no Ishvara. There is no Jiva. Jiva Swarupam Kim? Chaitanyam. Ishvara Swarupam Kim? Chaitanyam. Jagat Swarupam is also Chaitanyam. You can resolve the Jiva is Ishvaraha. Jiva is consciousness. Like what? Wave is water. Ishvara is consciousness. Ocean is water. What about the Nama Rupa? There are only two things we can easy to understand. Example. Now here you have to say Jagat is also Ishvara. Jagat also is what? Consciousness. Jagat Swarupam is Chaitanya, consciousness. The truth of the universe is also consciousness. Now you can say Sattva Pradana Prakritehe Swarupam is consciousness. Tamav Pradana Prakritehe Swarupam is consciousness. Rajav Pradana Prakritehe Swarupam is consciousness. You see the matter's threefold forms of matter. The truth of each form of matter is what now? Consciousness. Why? Because all the three can be reduced to what? Mula Vidya. That Mula Vidya is what? Subtlest, most abstract power of consciousness, which is intrinsic, which is inseparable from consciousness. See how mind itself is mind-boggling for us. Imagine something which is much subtler than the original power. Original matter is just the power. An invisible, intangible power. We use the term power. You know, that invisible power, Shaktihi. And where is it? It is inseparable from consciousness. That is why Chichaktihi. Therefore, it is only consciousness, only Brahma. That's why use the term Swarupam. Shakti Swarupam. Shaktehe Swarupam. The very Swarupam of the most abstract, subtlest power is also what? Consciousness. And the same, we can say what now? When one power alone is manifest as three here. The Jagat is also manifestation of same consciousness, knowledge. Ishvara is also manifestation of consciousness. Jiva is also manifestation of consciousness. With reference to Jiva, there is half manifestation. Ishvara, total manifestation. And Jagat, there is no manifestation of Ishvara, consciousness as the knowledge, backing the order involved in the functions. Even a non-living thing also if operates, isn't it? Like sun, moon. We study, no? The whole Jagat is actually the function. The whole Jagat is a function, which we cannot see through our physical eyes. Because sun is there, all the planets move in their orbits. Then we are discovering so many subtle facts in physics. But still yet to be discovered, so many much subtler facts have yet to be discovered. So knowledge of our physics is very, very limited knowledge. What we have is very limited knowledge. So they are all functioning. Everything is, there is a function. We do not understand how it functions. We only see everything as inert. But Therefore, this is the total manifestation. So, the knowledge backing the order involved in the function behind everything here is also same consciousness, Brahman alone. Therefore, if we can't remove consciousness, minus consciousness, you can say there is no jagat. That's why Brahma Chaitanyam plus Namarupa is jagat. So drop the Namarupa, Chaitanyam will be there. So jagat is Brahma. But Brahman, jagat minus Brahman will be zero. Jagat minus Namarupa is pure consciousness Brahma. Jagat plus Namarupa, Brahman plus Namarupa, jagat plus Namarupa is also what? Brahma. Minus Namarupa is also Brahma. Jagat minus Brahman is what? Zero. This is the lesson you have to finally understand. Anyway, now the whole slowly is going to start the whole analysis, which we will see from next class. So I want to tell you, can write down one thing today. Please write down the names of the Prakriti so that you will not forget. Yeah. Now how many words you come across to mean the matter? See, mainly three words are very important. Three words when you say the Maya, Avidya, Prakritihi. But these three words, Maya, Avidya, Prakritihi, when do you use? You can use any one of these words to mean the Prakriti, matter in general. You can use Maya, you can say Avidya, you can use Prakriti, you can use any of the three words to mean matter in general. But when you want to specify, okay, predominantly Sattvic, we say Vishuddha Sattva Pradana Prakritihi or Sattva Pradana Prakritihi. When you want to say, then you can use only Maya. Then Malina Sattva Pradana Prakritihi or no Ashuddhata Pradana Prakritihi or Rajav Pradana Prakritihi, we want to say you use Avidya. Then Tamav Pradana Prakritihi, use Prakritihi. At least now this much you can understand why everything in the world, Swamiji always says, suppose if there is the Rajapradana Prakritihi, then every time the pumpkin you bring in your cart, Vandila Varrappa, Pooshanika, Yarangi, Odi, Odi. No, why? Because there is no Tavapradana Prakritihi. Anything, no? Then the car can go to its own direction instead of wanting to go the direction you want to drive. So all because of the, so we have to be thankful to Tavapradana Prakritihi. Because other you can operate. You use it. It does not use you. You are the user. You are not the used. Therefore, the whole Prakriti is the used. And then you enjoyed, experienced, observed, whereas the user, enjoyer, experiencer, observer, one who makes use of is what? The awareness. User used difference will resolve if you really arrive at the awareness, see, understand the fact of awareness being the only satyam. You see this Prakriti being inseparable power of consciousness. Mind kete kete kete, the mind has to become subtle. The problem is, the mind which itself is a product of matter, has to become what now? Much subtler. How can this mind comprehend something much subtler? That is the human buddhi. It's great.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.